弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我不知道刚刚唱这首诗歌有没有把你的灵提起来到宝座去，一种感觉。
Have this hymn lifted your spirit to the throne?
因为今天我们早上要看的是第二个异象。
Because this morning we're going to look at the second vision.
神把他的仆人约翰带到宝座前。
God has brought his servant John in front of the throne.
那我们要来明白听主的话的时候，我们必须也一样被带到主的宝座前。
When we come to hear the word, in order to understand, we ourselves need to be brought before the throne.
虽然我们今天人还在地上，
Even though today we're here on earth,
就像当年老约翰，他的人是在一个荒岛巴摩海岛上面。
Just like elderly John, on that day, he himself was on the island of Patmos.
可是神却把他整个的这个灵提到第三层天去了。
But God has lifted his spirit to the third heaven.
所以约翰能够上去。
Now, if John could go up there,
阁下呢？
How about you guys?
当然我们也一样能够被提到三层天来瞻仰他的荣美。
Of course, we ourselves can be lifted to the third heaven and to behold his beauty.
我们来读这段圣经。
Let's read this scripture.
请我们打开启示录。
In Revelation,
第四章。
Chapter 4.
启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
我跟我的弟兄两个人轮流，我读单数节，他读双数节。
We will alternate in reading.
弟兄姊妹可以跟着来看的。此后，我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音，对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。”
Immediately, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven.And one sat on the throne.
看哪，那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
有闪电声音雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back.
第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
And the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上活到永永远远的时候，
The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying,
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被造而有的。请我们再打开旧约圣经。
Let's turn to the Old Testament.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章，我要请大家看第一节。到第五节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 5.
还是一样，我跟我弟兄轮流来念。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，因为我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。最后我们看但以理书第四章。
Daniel chapter 4.
但以理书第四章。
Daniel chapter 4.
我们要看的是第十七节
Verse 17.
我们念两节圣经，十七、十八
17 and 18.
这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的令，好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐于谁就赐于谁，或立极卑微的人执掌国权。
This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able, for the spirit of the holy God is in you.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这么多。
That's all the Bible verse we'll read for now.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你是坐宝座的神。
You are the God who sits on the throne.
你的宝座从永远的过去一直到永远的将来。
And from eternity past to eternity future is your throne.
你的国权是正直的。
And your kingdom is just.
你的国度要存到永永远远。
And your kingdom will last forever and evermore.
你创造了人类。
You've created man.
你盼望人能够在地上为你执掌王权。
And you've desired man to have authority over things on earth.
管理一切你手所造的。
And to have a governance over all things that were created.
但是人却走了撒旦的路。
But man walked in the path of Satan.
背叛了你的旨意。
And have rebelled against your purpose.
我们被死亡与罪恶所辖制。
And we were bounded by death and sin.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你的旨意没有因为人的失败而受到拦阻。
And your purpose were not disrupted because of the failure of man.
你仍然继续做工在人的身上。
And you continue to work in men.
你打发你的儿子来到地上。
And you've sent your only son to this world.
来把你自己的旨意再次向人表明。
And to once again reveal your purpose to us.
今天我们这一群罪人被你用宝血买回来了。
And sinners like us who have been redeemed by your precious blood.
你要把你的旨意继续的在我们的身上来彰显，来完成。
And you want to continue to reveal your purpose in us unto completion.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们常常是看不见，也听不懂。
Even though often we cannot see and do not understand.
你仍然用圣灵来在我们每一个人的身上做奇妙改变的工作。
But through the Holy Spirit, you still continue to work wonderfully in us.
你叫瞎子看见，叫瘸子行走，叫聋子听见。
That the blind can see, the deaf can hear, and the lame can walk.
主啊，我们都是这样被你一个一个救回来的。
Lord, one by one, we were saved by you this way.
今天早上我们在奉你的名聚集的时候。
And once again this morning as we gathered in your name.
你先让我们享用了王的晚餐。
And you have treated us to the king's feast.
主啊，今天早上你还要用你的话来 照明我们心中的眼睛。
And Lord, once again this morning, may your word illuminate the eyes in our heart.
让我们心中的眼睛能够再次聚焦在你自己的宝座前面。
That may the eye of our heart be once again focused on your throne.
一面看见你自己的荣耀。
On one hand, we can see your glory.
主啊，让我们更能够听见你要向地上所有的人表明的旨意。
But more so that we can hear the purpose you want to speak to us on earth.
主，求你开通我们的耳朵。
Lord, may you open our ear.
让我们的耳朵打一个洞，来向你表明我们是你的爱奴。
Pierce our ear that we can testify that we are your love slave.
好叫我们能够真正听见王的心声。
So we can truly hear what's on your heart.
让我们在地上知道我们生命的目标方向。
Then we can know our purpose and our direction on earth.
求主说话，仆人们静听。
Lord, may you speak, your servant hear.
如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的尊名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 昨天我们一天的时间，我昨天大概多用了半个小时啊，对不起。
Yesterday I went over about half an hour. Sorry.
但是我要把我里头的那个很重的负担让弟兄姊妹借着约翰的第一个意象来表明。
And I was heavily burdened to manifest to you the first vision of John.
在那个意象的里头，他看见的是一位大祭司，荣耀的大祭司行走在七个金灯台中间。
In that vision, he saw the glorious high priest walking amongst the seven lampstands.
因为这位大祭司料理他的金灯台在那一个天上的真帐幕里。
Because the high priest takes care of his golden lampstands in the true tabernacle in heaven.
本来这个老约翰在地上好像前途茫茫，被关在这一个荒岛拔摩海岛上。
It seems that elderly John had no hope on this earth. He was in exile in the island of Patmos.
侍奉主七十年。
And he served the Lord for 70 years.
沦落到如此田地孤苦伶仃的一个老人，在一个荒岛上。
But has ended up alone on a deserted island.
好像这个世界是在一个暴君的这一个辖。统辖的手下。
As if the world is under the hand of a fierce emperor.
许多的同工，许多的弟兄姊妹都在这一个大的逼迫中跌倒了或者丧命了。
And many co-workers or brothers and sisters have fallen at this persecution.
从人来看，教会真是在一个极大的考验中，很多的人就软弱了。
From the eyes of men, the church is under great persecution and many have fallen weak.
我想他是相当的彷徨。
I think he was puzzled.
但是主没有忘记他。
But the Lord didn't forget about him.
他所爱的主。
The Lord that he loves.
在一个主日向他显现。
On one morning of the Lord's day,
appeared to him. 把他从拔摩海岛带到了三层天。
And took him from the island to the third heaven.
让他有一个新的眼见。
That he can see different things.
从地脱离来到了天。
And be set free from the earthly things to heaven.
能够看一看到底这个事情的背后的真相是什么。
And to see what is the true reality behind all that's happening.
这是神向他显现的一个很重要的目的，对他个人来说是让他从绝望，从彷徨中间能够从地的眼光看到天上去。
And this is a great revelation for John because it turns his eyes from the earthly things, his distress, into the heavenly things.
另一方面，神借着八个意象，要把整个神在地上要做的工作，从耶稣复活升天之后，一直到勇士。整个的计划向他打开来了。
On the other hand, through the eight visions, God is manifesting to John the things that's going to happen since the ascension of Jesus to eternity.
这样让我们在苦难中的弟兄姊妹，因着神的这个启示，能够知道我们的前途是什么。
Through these revelations, so the brothers and sisters who are in distress could know what is our future.
在第一个意象里头，借着七封信，主耶稣把他的心意向他所爱的教会 表明。
And through the first vision in the seven letters, and the Lord spoke to his seven churches.
那我们昨天在七封信选了最后一封，老底家来把主对末世的教会所要说的话表明出来。
And we picked the last church, the letter to Laodicea, to understand what the Lord is saying to the church at the last time.
这是从第一章到第三章。
This is from chapter 1 to 3.
那刚刚我们就开始进入第四章。
And we've started chapter 4 this morning.
你又发现第四章我们刚刚读的时候，他又见到一个异象。
So chapter 4, he saw another vision.
他说我看观看见天上有门打开了。
I looked and behold a door standing in heaven opened.
他又听见一个讲话像号筒一样大的声音。
He heard a voice like a trumpet.
因为他在第一个异象的时候也是这个样子，有一个声音跟他讲话，像很大很大的声音。
Similarly, in the first vision, there was a very loud voice.
他说我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上。
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven.
又有一位坐在宝座上。
And one who sat on the throne.
然后他用一大堆的符号的语言来形容那一位坐宝座的像什么像什么，讲了很好，都是宝石啊。
And he spoke in the language of sign to describe what's around the throne.
我不知道你读完以后是不是豁然大开。
I don't know after you read it, you suddenly understood so many things.
我想你应该跟我差不多，读的也是一团浆糊。
You probably are like me, very confused.
对不对？因为他的语言都是符号的语言。
And the language he uses are signs.
那一下讲像这个碧玉，又像红宝石，又像绿宝石，那你只好看上你手上的戒指了。
He spoke in jaspers or sardines or amaret, and then you have to look at the rings on your finger.
因为只有你的手上的这个宝石戒大概可以给你有一点点想象力。
Perhaps the rock on your ring can give you some imagination.
当然你真的要解这些圣经的话，你就要去到旧约里面去看那些大祭司身上的那个胸牌。
And if you want to explain these verses, you have to go back to the Old Testament and look at the breastplate that is on the high priest.
如果你去读过那个大祭司那个身上那个胸牌有12块宝石，每一块宝石就是每一个支派。
There's 12 stones on the breastplate of the high priest, each represent a tribe of Israel.
那我们如果读创世纪的时候，
If we read Genesis,
圣经里面的确讲过那12个儿子的名字。
And the Bible mentioned the names of the 12 sons.
对吧？每一个儿子的名字，圣经里面都有一段解释这个名字什么意思。
And there's a brief description on the meaning of each name.
那个十二个儿子怎么来的？
How did the 12 sons came about?
就是雅各娶了啊，有大老婆。有二老婆，有三老婆，有许许多不同的老婆，生了不同的孩子。
It's Jacob had 1, 2, 3, and 4 wives, and then they have 12 kids.
你读那个故事是很稀奇的故事。
It's a strange story.
你可以看到这些女人彼此之间嫉妒吵架。
You see the women are jealous and they argue among each other.
然后有的有孩子，有的没有孩子，有的很会生，有的一个也生不出来。
Some had sons and some didn't. Some was able to give birth, some wasn't able to conceive.
然后就跟老公吵架。
And they argue with their husband.
哎呀，那些那我想你是雅各坐在那里，他难怪他对法老说，法老问他，你的日子好吗？
And no wonder when Pharaoh asked Jacob, how are your days?
他说什么？
What did he say?
又苦又短啊。他那个时候
bitter and short.
100多岁了，他说又苦又短。
He's 100 years old and he's bitter and short.
所以那一段记载是很生动的说到一个雅各这样的一个人，他一生的遭遇被神的管教。
And that recording is a vivid description of what Jacob went through, how he was dealt by the Lord.
他每一次吃饭，他们家要十二个儿子吃饭的时候，你想想那个镜头。
And every meal, the 12 sons have to sit down and eat together.
每一个老婆都是叫自己的孩子。
And Each wife will call out her own sons.
那些名字都是有故事的。
And each name have a story.
啊，都是讲给那个对头听的。
Is spoken to the adversary.
啊，你看，所以每一顿饭他都要听这些女人在那边喊来又喊去，喊来又喊去。
Every meal, Jacob had to sit and listen to his wives and shouting around.
嗯，他难怪说又苦又短。
And no wonder he said bitter and short.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
这些名字圣经用宝石来代表。
These names, the Bible to represent them with precious stones.
因为这些都是十字架功课在他们一生中磨练出来的灿烂的宝石，本来是一个钱也不值的。
Because these are the result of the work of the cross on them and it resulted in shining precious stones.
所有的宝石原材料都是一个。
All the precious stone, their original material were the same.
你看，不管是碧玉，不管是蓝宝、红宝，
whether jasper, sardines, or other diamonds.
你如果读过化学，他就告诉你这些玩意儿的原材料是什么。
If you know chemistry, they have the same common source.
啊，二氧化硅对吧？沙子。
Silicon, silicon dioxide.
对对对对对。所以这些都是不值钱的东西。
These are worthless things.
地上的尘土
，dust.
但是，当它在高温高压的里头
，but under high temperature and pressure，
这些最不值钱的尘土、二氧化硅，它就结晶起来了。
And this worthless dust, silicon carbon dioxide, they become precious stones.
Crystallize. 然后呢？它不同的成分有锰啊，有铜啊，有这些不同的化学离子。
And there's magnesium, there's copper, different things mixed together.
就产生不同的颜色。
And will give different color.
在这个结晶体的里头。
Within the crystal.
经过工匠的切磨。
By the hands of the craftsman.
就变成一颗一颗灿烂夺目的宝石。
Became individual precious stone.
神用这些地上的物质来说到属灵的故事。
God speak through these earthly materials about spiritual stories.
这些物质原来是不值钱的，没有光彩的，可是经过高温高压的磨练，就变成灿烂夺目的宝石。
And these materials once were worthless without sparkle, but through the work of God become precious stones.
圣经说十字架的道理在人认为是愚拙。
The Bible says that the way of the cross in the eyes of man are foolish.
但是在神却是他的智慧。
But to God is his wisdom.
是他的荣耀。
His glory.
所以今天你看到这一章圣经讲到那个做宝座的神，他是用宝石来形容这一位神的荣耀。
This God who sits on the throne, his glory is manifest and described through these precious stones.
你就会发现这一位全智全丰的神，他的荣耀是经过十字架发表的。
The Almighty God and His glory is revealed through the cross.
那怎么发表的呢？是这个十字架的工作在人的身上，如尘如土的人身上，把它经过一个不工序之后产生的结果。
And His glory is revealed in men who are made of dust, and He worked in them so that we can reveal His glory.
所以你来这样子读的时候，你才能够明白。为什么第四章是这样子，圣灵用这样的语句来讲到荣耀的神
？When we read it like this, we can understand why it chooses this language like this to describe the glory of God.
然后你这从第四章，然后如果跳到后面二十章以后，讲21章、22章讲到新天新地、新耶路撒冷。
And if you read later on in the New Jerusalem in chapter 21,
你会发现那边所讲的一切的荣耀也离不开同样的这些宝石作为根基的。
And the foundation of the new city, the glory is also described in these stones.
那就是说神的荣耀他的一切的作为从宝石就推展到最后终极的发表就是新天新地。
And through these precious stones, the glory of God is revealed in the new heaven and new earth.
终于神把他的荣耀 本来他用这个荣耀来创造的亚当夏娃。
With the glory that he had, he created Adam and Eve.
但是人堕落之后，这个荣耀消失了。
After the fallen of man, this glory disappeared.
但是感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
这本书的结束告诉我们，那个失去的荣耀怎么样，又都回来了。
The glory through this book, the glory that once was lost has been recovered.
这是神伟大的地方。
And this is the greatness of our God.
那现在他看见这个宝座与坐宝座的那一位。
And John now sees the throne and the one who sits on the throne.
在第四章他看见这件事对这个作者有什么意义？
What does it mean to the author of what he's seen?
刚刚我带你们读了旧约的以赛亚书。
And I read to you Isaiah in the Old Testament.
因为这个意象不是约翰第一个看见的。
Because this vision, John was not the first to see.
在旧约有一个先知叫做以赛亚，他也看见过同样的意象。
In the Old Testament time, Prophet Isaiah, he saw the same vision.
我们在以赛亚书第六章的时候，第一节告诉我们，乌西亚王崩的那一年。
In chapter 6, verse 1, he said, on the year King Uzziah died.
那么这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
乌西亚王是在旧约这个列王记的里头提到的好王之一。
King Uzziah is one of the good kings in the book of Kings.
我们知道在旧约以色列这个国家分裂成南国跟北国。
We know that the kingdom Israel in the Old Testament time separated into the northern and the southern kingdom.
那么北国以色列没有一个王像样的。
In the northern kingdom, there was not one decent king.
南国犹大呢，还有几个还不错的王。
There were a few good kings in Judah.
那么这一个乌西亚王呢，是好的那个王。
Uzziah was one of the good ones.
当然，老百姓在这个好的王的带领底下呢，这个国家就蒸蒸日上，非常的受神的祝福。
And the nation prospered in under this king because God blessed them.
好，如果一个王好王死了
，If a good king died，
对全国来讲是什么感觉
？What does it feel like to the nation？
失落
，a loss， a sense of loss，
对吧？一个好王忽然间死了，哎呀，神啊，我们的前途是什么
？If a good king died， then the people were saying， God， what is our future now？
每一个人都来到一个不知道未来是什么的一个彷徨的警戒当中。
People come to ponder not knowing what is in the future.
这是人民的感觉。
This is the feeling of the people.
那么以赛亚呢？
What about Isaiah?
他跟这个王是非常亲密的亲戚，而且是很好的朋友。
He's a close relative and good friend to the king.
那现在在以赛亚这位神的仆人的心里也是一样来到了一个他人生中的一个危机时刻。
And for Isaiah, he also come to a crisis moment in his life.
国家来到了危机的时刻。
And the nation had come to a crisis moment.
这一个先知也来到一个危机的时刻。
And the prophet is also at his crisis moment.
当然他在这个时候还没有当先知。
And he's not the prophet yet.
但是在他觉得没有盼望的时候，神就拣选他，就让他看见这一个做宝座神的意象。
But when he is without hope, God called him and showed him a vision on the throne.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你想看，如果你在一个极大的危机中，你不知道明天是什么。
If you're in great distress and not knowing what holds tomorrow,
你不知道你个人的前途，你也不知道我们整个国家的前途。
And you don't know your personal future nor the future of the kingdom.
那是一个很可怕的感觉。
That's a fearful feeling.
那么神就把这个宝座的意象向他打开。
And so God revealed this vision on the throne to him.
让他的眼睛看见。
That his eyes were opened.
是在地上有君王。
Yes, there are kings on earth.
人的眼睛都是看着这些领导。
And the eyes of the people are on these leaders.
人的盼望也依靠着这些好的王，我们就大家有好日子过，坏的王糟糕，我们这下一起倒霉。
And people hope that through a good king they can live prosperously, and if there's a bad king, and it's bad luck.
对不对？像我们现在美国现在正在十字路口。
The United States is at the crossroad at the moment.
有的人说我要搬家，我不要住在美国了。这个前面这个川普一来，我们大概都完蛋了。
Some people are about to move out, saying Trump is bad for them.
对不对？所以很多的人对一切的期望都寄托在某一个人的身上。
Our hope often resides on a particular person.
到现在都还人在里面大哭。我想一月二十号那天登机的时候，那更不得了，不知道有人哭成一大团。
There's still people crying now. I think on January 20th, more people will be crying.
打死不认他是总统。
They deny him as the president.
这是很稀奇，我从来没有看过的。
I've never seen this before.
可是你就知道，人的心个个都在那里猜，明天是什么。
People's heart are guessing what tomorrow will bring.
哎呀，这两天的大新闻是美国跟苏联两个头头的对话。
These days the good big news is the head of states of USA talking with Russia.
他们还没有 talking to each other, 就是说他们在那里各打他的自己的什么 tweeting message 啊。这边说我们要发展我们的核武器。
On one side, we will develop more nuclear weapons.
那美国的这个要上任的总统说，我们的核武器绝对不落后任何一个国家。
The incoming U.S. president says that our nuclear weapons are not behind anybody.
所以大家都在那里要把自己的这个国家提到全世界最伟大。
They're elevating their status.
可是两边都是空心大老官，没有钱的，都是破产的。
Both sides are bankrupt. They have no money.
牛可以尽量吹，摸摸口袋，全都是空心大老官。
They can boast, but when they reach in their pocket, there's nothing.
对，然后大家打肿脸怎么样？充胖子。
And they just boast, and it's empty promise.
这就是我们的世界。
This is our world.
所以你如果眼睛打开来，脑筋清楚一点，你真的要不知道惶惶终日，不知明日如何也。
You just live the day not knowing what's tomorrow.
对，这个时候。就叫做危机的时刻，神要让你看见天上的宝座。
At this crisis moment, God shows you the throne in heaven.
地上没有什么好看的。
There's nothing good to look at on earth.
你越看越害怕。
The more you look, the more afraid you are.
越彷徨。
And more troubled you will.
我们需要的就是这一个意象。
What we need is this vision.
神有意的把他的仆人带到三层天。要提醒他是地上你的君王甚至你的最好的君王乌西亚都死掉了。
God purposely brought him to the third heaven, showing him that, yes, perhaps the best king has died already.
那现在他在这约翰在的时候这个王根本就是个恐怖的可怕的王。
And even at John's time, his emperor was a fearful emperor.
到处抓基督徒。
He's taken captive of Christians.
要消灭他们。
To destroy them.
那我们的前途在哪里呢？
Then where is our future?
对吧？他一个老人在这个荒岛上，他一定有一个感觉，我要么就死在这个岛上。
And this
如果皇帝开恩，可能把我放走的机会，那只有老天知道咯。
The elderly brother knows that most likely he's going to die on this island. The chance of the emperor set him free is God knows.
那神把他的眼睛从这个地上的皇帝看到什么？天上做宝座的主。
God lifted his eyes from the king on this earth to the God who sits on the heaven.
我想这是唯一的出路。
I think that's the only.
在地上你走投无路的时候
When you have no way out,
神唯一要拯救我们的方法就是把我们的两个眼睛从地从自己抬头向上看
And the way of the Lord is to turn our eyes away from the earth and ourselves and upwards
神把天向以赛亚打开
God opened the heaven to Isaiah
同样神把天向约翰打开
And the same, God opened the heaven to John.
看见的是同一件事
And they've seen the same thing.
什么事
What is it?
宝座
The throne.
宝座的意象是在每一个基督徒的身上必须建立的
And the vision of the throne must be established on every question.
如果在我们的生命中我们看不见天上的宝座
If in our lives we cannot see the throne in heaven,
我们就 做一个没有意象的人。
And we are one who is without vision.
我们跟世界的人是一样的。
We are like the people of this world.
我们看来看去就是你们、我们、他们、阿们，完了。
And we see you and I, and that's all the people we're going to see.
你看不见有一个最高的权柄。
You do not see the highest authority.
你如果看见天上有一个最高的宝座。
If you see there is the highest authority thrown in heaven,
你就要听见但以理书所做的见证，刚刚我们读的第三处圣经。
And you will hear the testimony in Daniel, which we just read.
刚刚我们读的是但以理书第四章。
Daniel 4.
他说，这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的命，叫世人知道。下面一句话非常重要，知道什么？
This is the commandment of the High King, the sentence of the word of the Holy One, so that all may know.
至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐于谁，就赐于谁。
That the Most High rules in the kingdom of man, give it to whomever he will.
这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
天管什么？地。
What does the heaven governs? It governs the earth.
我们像今天我们看的就是，哎呀，老百姓选了某某人做总统，或者某某土匪自己跑到那个宝座上去把别人杀掉。
What we've seen today is that the people elected so and so to be the ruler, or so some rebellious person made themselves king.
对吧？枪杆子出政权嘛，反正谁有枪谁就是王。
That they through violence they fought for their king.
这是从人的层面看这件事。
That's on the level of man.
但是你要看圣经看不一样。
The Bible looks at it differently.
他说至高者在人的国中怎么样掌权。真正的权柄不是人定，是谁定？
The Most High rules in the kingdom.
天上的宝座定人间所有做王位的人。
And the true authority, the true kings are not set up by men, but from above.
相信吗？
Do you believe that?
哎呦，没有人相信这件事啊。
Nobody believes this.
你必须看见这个天上的宝座。
You must see the heavenly throne.
你们加拿大现在是一个年轻人坐宝座，对不对？
There's a young guy sitting on the throne in Canada, right?
他爸爸以前也是坐那个同样宝座的。
His dad used to sit on the same throne.
美国现在又也是有这么一个混球上了台。
And this guy came up to the U.S. to be the president.
人都是在看人呢、啊，那永远没希望的。
Man looking at another man, it's hopeless.
你必须看见他这句话里面说的非常有意思。他说：“至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐于谁，就赐于谁。”
It says the Most High rules the kingdom of man, giving it to whomever he will.
他甚至他说他的权柄可以怎么样排
？And even his authority is even to this point.
立极卑微的人执掌国权
and set over it the lowest of men.
那就是我们刚刚的他现任的奥巴马，他真是极卑微的人。
That's our current president Obama. He is the lowest of men.
他是从忽然间冒出来的。
He came out of nowhere.
到今天人都不知道他到底是不是在夏威夷生的。
To this day, we're not sure if he was born in Hawaii.
没有人知道他来龙去脉是什么。他说他自己是哈佛毕业的，后来人家去查，都查无可考。
No one know where he came from. He said he graduated from Harvard, but nobody could find the records.
总而言之，他是一个很神秘的人物。
He was a mysterious character.
就冒在这个世界的舞台上。
He sprout out onto the world stage.
当去年美国最高法院通过同性恋合法的那一天
，On the day that the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual marriage，
这位总统就站在白宫前面的这个草地上给一个演讲。
And the president stood in front of the lawn on the White House.
他说：“这是美国。”有史以来最荣耀的一天。
He said, "This is the most glorious day of the United States."
你说这个人不混球，还混到哪里去
？And isn't this a rebellious man?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们的前途如何，我们没有一个人知道，在地上来说。
On earth, how our future holds, not one of us know.
但是主要我们每一个人都要看见，在地上的宝座之上还有一个天上的宝座。
But the Lord is showing us above this earthly throne, there is a heavenly throne.
是那个天上的宝座来掌管在地上所有的各式各样大大小小的王。
It is that heavenly throne that rules all the kings on earth.
这是这个意象要向约翰传达的第一个意义。
And this is the first meaning of the vision to John.
好。那么当然在那里他看见了四活物在那里大喊什么
And then he,
圣哉圣哉圣哉
He saw the four living creatures and calling white loud, holy, holy, holy.
那这个以赛亚他记载说这个声音之大大到那个整个圣殿的什么门槛都怎么样震动。
Isaiah recorded that the posts of the house were shaking.
哎呦，那我就想，可能就是连耳膜都要破掉了，因为很大很大的声音。
I thought you're going deaf. It's really loud.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
这个宣告是什么意思
？What does it mean to have this proclamation?
Holy 这个字的相反是什么词
？The opposite of holy.
啊，是 common， 对，是平凡。
Is common，
对，不是 sin， 是 common， 是你翻译。
The opposite of holy is common. It's not sin.
啊，圣洁的相反不是罪，圣洁的相反是平凡。所以，当这四活物在那里为这位做宝座的做见证的时候。他们喊的是圣洁，圣洁，圣洁。
So the four living creatures, when they were testifying for God, they were saying, "Holy, holy, holy."
那表明的一个点是什么呢
？What is the point?
不单是我们的神没有罪，这个不是他的重点，是有这个性质，但是要提醒我们的更重要的一个点。
It has the aspect that our God is without sin. That's not quite important. The more important thing is this.
他是不凡，他是独特。
He is uncommon, unique.
像我们人，我们称为凡夫俗子，对吧
？Men are called common man.
但是我们的神跟我们完全不一样。
But our God is totally different from us.
在圣经里面常常说到他是独一的真神。
And in the Bible, it often says he alone is true God.
不单单他是讲到他是唯一的。一个
And not only that he is the only one,
还是告诉我们他与任何的都不一样。
And it says that he is different from any other.
宇宙中没有第二个可以跟他相比拟的。
There is not one that can compare with our God in the universe.
他是独特的神。
He is unique.
对，这个是这个圣哉圣哉要表达的。
And that's the meaning of holy, holy, holy.
嗯，那我们今天不是讲以赛亚，我们今天是来看这个启示录的启示。
And we want to look at the revelation.
那么在这个启示的里头，你就会看见还有24个长老。
And you will see there are 24 elders.
这个不是我们教会的长老。
This is not the elder of our church.
啊，这是天上在至大者宝座旁边的长老，那是不是人类？是天使长类。
And these are not men, but the angelic elders.
他们是在永世之前，神的宝座存在的时候就已经存在了。
And before the throne, before the things were created, they were there.
我们人类也不过出现在这么一短短的六千年，在整个浩瀚的宇宙的历史中，我们是最后最后这么一点点的出现而已。
In the vast universe and its history, humankind is only this 6,000 year at the toward the end of the section.
对，那这个24长老是属于 天使长这个类级的
级别的。These 24 elders were like archangels.
那个级别的哈，他不是 archangel， 对对对，不是不能我不能说他是 archangel。那么他们在干嘛
？What are they doing？
这24个长老在敬拜这位坐宝座的父神。
And they're worshiping this God who sits on the throne.
你看什么叫做敬拜？
Let's see what's worship.
今天我们在地上很多的基督徒说，哎，我们礼拜天是来敬拜敬拜。
Many Christians say that Sunday we come to worship.
你先看看天上怎么敬拜。
Let's look at how they worship in heaven.
对吧？你看，这个从第九节开始。
Verse 9.
每逢四活物将荣耀尊贵感谢归给那座宝座上，活到永永远远的时候。
Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne who lives forever and ever.
那24位长老就匍匐坐在坐宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的。
The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever.
所以这个敬拜的意思就是说你这个人或者这个天使朝着这个宝座的神怎么样伏下来了。
The meaning of worship is you or the angels bow down toward the throne.
那这个伏下来它有一个动作。
To bow down is an action.
他们把他们的冠冕怎么样放在宝座的面前。
And they cast their crowns before the throne.
也就是说冠冕代表的是什么？
What does crown mean?
他们的身份他们的地位
their,
他们的荣耀
status,
对吧这是冠冕所代表的
their position, their glory.
所以什么叫做敬拜神
so what is to worship God?
就是把你的冠冕摆在他的脚前
is to cast your crown before his feet.
也就是说你向这位坐宝座的承认什么事情
is that you confess to the one who sits on the throne.
我所有的一切这就是我这个冠冕所代表的。
All that I have, which is represented on my crown.
现在在神的面前都算不了什么。
Before God, it is counted as nothing.
对不对？你把这个一切你的荣耀通通摆在他这个坐宝座的脚下。
Your entire glory, you place it at the feet of the Lord.
就把这个身份搞清楚了。
And then you understand who you are.
对不对？他的地位跟你的地位来比的话，你所有的成就，你所有的荣耀，也不过只能在他的脚下而已。
When you compare with him, your position is this. All your accomplishments are under his feet.
不是唱什么歌的问题。
It is not a matter of what song you sing.
是你把你的位置摆对了的问题。
It is you made sure you're at the right position.
我常常今天看到很多人唱诗。
I see many people sing.
特别是我们年轻的一代。
Particularly the younger generation.
这样的。倒来又倒去。倒在这个 coach, 这个什么 couch 上面然后在那里唱哈利路亚赞美主。我说这是什么东西啊
And I see young people, some young people that they sing and relax on their couch and they singing hallelujah and I wonder what is this?
穿的踢踢踏拉有的穿一个很短的短裤有的穿一个
shorts,
一个事就是以为我们的上帝跟他一样就是buddy buddy, 大家 take it easy, 就是这样的。完全没有把神的那个地位摆对了。他是坐宝座的阁下穿个短裤在坐宝座前在那里哈利路亚这不是开玩笑吗
Are you not joking when you wear shorts and singing hallelujah in such a way to the Almighty?
哪里可以这样随随便便
How can you be so relaxed?
对不对你要带着一个敬畏神的心这里是独一神的宝座开玩笑
Come with a fearful heart This is the throne of the only God
你要带着一个敬畏神的心来到他的面前
Come with a fearful heart
你要把你所有的一切摆在他的脚前
And to bring,
承认他在你生命中的地位
And to bring all you have before his feet To acknowledge him, his position
我不是老板他是主人呢
I am not my owner but he is
听懂了没有 每一个到神面前来的，你必须看见我不过是他的奴仆，他是我的主人。
Everyone who comes before God should know that I am but his slave. He is my Lord.
我们没有资格跟他称兄道弟的哥们这样子随随便便来的，没有这个资格。
We're not his besties.
可是今天很多的时候，今天所谓的基督徒在那里敬拜神的，就是这样毛毛躁躁。
But people worship the Lord in such a shallow and unfearful way.
我们把这句话曲解了，就是说，神啊，你已经为我们开了一条又新又活的路，哦，这条路就随便你来咯。
And we've misinterpreted that God has opened us a new and living way, and this way we can do whatever we want.
这叫 abuse.
That's abusing the Bible.
我盼望我们每一次来到神面前，都有一个非常敬虔的态度到神的面前来。
And I hope that every time we can come before the Lord, come with a godly heart.
你把你自己放在仆人的地位。
Place yourself as a servant.
不管你在这个地上你的成就多大，你的荣耀多了不起，来到他面前，你通通得把你的一切放在他的脚下。
Regardless of your great achievements, when you come before him, you have to cast everything at his feet.
这是第一个点。
That's the first point.
第二个点。
The second point.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。
You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power.
刚刚我们在一起擘饼。
We just broke bread together.
你可以听到我们的弟兄姐妹几乎每一个人都向我们的神说，你配得我们的敬拜，我们的哀戴。
And all brothers and sisters tell the Lord that you are worthy to be glory and honor and power.
这是非常重要，非常得体的。
It is proper and important.
告诉我们的主，你配。
To tell the Lord that he is worthy.
什么叫做配？
What is worthy?
啊，什么叫做不配？
What is unworthy?
啊，配与不配。你做媒的时候就知道了。
Oh, when you are trying to set up a marriage.
啊，你说这两个人配与不配，那我们大家老百姓叫做人民的眼睛都是雪亮的。
When you are trying to do matchmaking, then people know what you're doing.
配就是说他这一位是值得把我们所有的一切摆上的。
Worthy means that He is worthy that you give him your all.
现在我们把一切的摆在他脚前，他是配的。
When we bring everything we have to him, he is worthy of it.
因为他是实实在在的。
Because he is true.
他如果是个虚假的偶像，你这样的敬拜赞美根本就是自己骗自己。
If he's false, he's just an idol, then you worship this way, you're fooling yourself.
但是如果你真的知道他是谁，
But if you truly know who he is,
你就是把你的一生全部的一切摆在他面前，他不但配，而且你会觉得我不配啊，他配啊。
If you put everything you have before him, you feel that he is worthy to receive, but I'm not worthy to give.
而这个24个长老，他们的地位跟我们这是不能相比的了。
These 24 elders, who they are, we cannot compare with them.
这么崇高的宇宙的大长老。
And these elders in the universe.
他们来说，这个做宝座的配，那他的含义是什么
？And when they say the one who sits on the throne is worthy, what does that mean?
那你就看到这个宇宙的长老来宣告，这一位做宝座的配，这个荣耀、尊贵、权柄，道理何在
？You will see.Why do they say the one who sits on the throne is worthy to be praised?
你要讲出原因。
You have to explain the reason.
对吧？刚刚我们在一起擘饼的时候，弟兄姊妹祷告说你配，为什么？因为你舍了你的儿子。
When we broke bread, we say the Lord is worthy. Why? Because he gave us his son.
他把他的独生爱子白白给我们了。
And he freely gave us his only begotten son.
他救了我们。
He saved us.
所以我们今天被拯救的人来敬拜他，来赞美他，这是他配得的。
Those of us who are saved to come and worship him and thank him, he's worthy of it.
在24个长老呢？
But what about the 24 elders?
他们的经历跟我们不一样。
They experience differently than us.
考一考为什么？
I test you why.
哈，他们没有犯罪。
They never sin.
他们没有尝过救恩的滋味。
They've never tasted salvation.
对不对？所以他们没有办法像我们这样祷告。
They cannot pray like us.
但是他们仍然说这位坐宝座的配。
But they still say he who sits on the throne is worthy.
他们从哪一个点来说到我们的神配呢？
From what reason can they say the Lord is worthy?
他下面给出来了。
They explained.
这个是很重要的一句宣告。
It's an important proclamation.
他说，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
And you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
在这里有两个点。
There are two points.
哪两个点？
Which two?
第一，因为你创造万有。
First of all, because you created all things.
那么意思就是说
，means
原来什么都没有，除了神以外。
Once there was nothing other than God.
然后有一天。这一位独一的神，他怎么样创造了万有，包括这些天使。
And one day, the only God, he created everything, including these angels.
他从无有造出什么？万有。
From nothing, he created everything.
就凭这个点，他就配。
According to that alone, he is worthy.
对吧？以前我们通通不在，什么都没有。
We weren't there in the beginning. There was nothing.
但是因为他能够从无有创出万有，我们都是他被造的。
And because he was able to create everything from nothing, we are all created by him.
当然，创造者的地位远远高过被创造者的地位，对吗？
The position of the creator is far more supreme than the created things.
所以他在这一个宣告的里头承认。他是创造万有的主，我们都是他所造的。
So in his proclamation, he acknowledged that he, Lord is the creator, we are the created things.
所以这个地位是对的。
So the position is right.
他是创造万有的主宰，我们是被他造的一切的受造之物。
He is the Lord, the creator, we are the creation.
第二，
the second point.
为什么他造？
Why does he create?
对不对？我不知道你们在生命当中有没有发生过这个故事？问问自己，我是谁
？I don't know if you ever asked this question. Who am I?
我在这个世界干嘛
？What am I doing here?
世界宇宙这么浩大
，The universe is so big.
我不过是一个小灰尘而已。
I am just a drop of dust.
我悄悄地来到这个世界。又消失了，像云雾一样。
I quietly I came into this world and I disappear like vapors and clouds.
我的生命有意义吗
？Is there meaning to my life?
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear friends and brothers and sisters，
我相信每一个人多多少少曾经问过这个问题。
More or less, I believe you asked this question.
我不敢问，问过的举手。
I won't ask you to raise your hand.
但是你应该问的。
But you should ask.
我从小里面就有这个问题。
Since I was young, I have this question.
我说我活着干嘛？天天大家都是三个饱一个倒。
What?
三个饱吃三顿饭。
Okay. Why do I exist? And for every person, it's just to have three meals and fall asleep, fall down and sleep.
每天 repeat.
And the cycle goes on and on.
我每天大家不管你是张三李四王五男女老少每天都大家都做同样的事情。
Whoever you are, we're doing the same cycles every day.
然后最后起不来了就拉倒了。
And one day you fall down, you can't get up.
为什么
?Why?
我以前在台湾长大我们那个时候在的时候是蒋介石当总统。
I grew up in Taiwan and president was Chiang Kai-shek.
你们大概有人知道。
Some of you might heard of him.
他说过一句话解释什么叫做生命的意义。
He said to explain the meaning of life.
他说生命的意义在于创造宇宙生命的延续。
The meaning of life is the sustenance and the continuation of life.
对。这就是他解释生命的意义。我说你是讲了半天还是废话。
And he said, and he's, that's mumbo jumbo.
就是说生命的意义就是继续生，一直生生生。
The meaning of life is to continue to give birth.
啊，这就是生命的意义。
And that's the meaning of life.
我想不是的。
I don't think so.
它必须有一个目的。
It must have a purpose.
但是我找遍天下的书，问遍天下的我的认识的老师，没有一个能够回答这个问题。
And I've searched through the books and asked all my teachers. Nobody can answer that question.
一直来到这句话。
Until this verse.
开了。
And I was opened.
啊，原来不但我的生命有意义，整个的宇宙都有意义的。
Not only my life have a meaning, the entire universe have a meaning.
在这里，这个24个长老做了一个最重要的宣告，向整个的宇宙宣告的。
And the 24 elders made the most important proclamation to the entire universe.
今天整个的世界有最聪明的这些科学家，他们只能告诉我们，这一切是 how.
We have the wisest scientists. They can possibly explain to us how these things happen.
最聪明的脑袋能够告诉我们这个宇宙是怎么来的。
The wisest research can tell us how the universe came about.
但是没有一个科学家能够告诉我们 why, 为什么。
No one can explain why.
只有圣经这句话告诉我们为什么。
Except this verse in the Bible.
他讲，你创造这一切是因为你的旨意而有的。
And by your will, they exist and were created.
换而言之，在整个不存在任何事物之前，
In other words, before anything existed,
这位坐宝座的上帝，
This God who sits on the throne,
他已经定下了什么？旨意。
He purposed in his heart.
按照他那一个我们叫做神永远的旨意，
And according to the eternal purpose of God,
他创造万有。
He created everything.
他创造你，创造我。
He created you and I.
每一个被造之物都有他精心的安排，精心的设计。
Every created thing were carefully designed and crafted by him.
没有一个是没有目的的。
There is not one that is without purpose.
哇，好好想一想。
Think about it.
那我们在那里问，我活着干什么？
Then we ask, why are we here?
三个宝，一个岛。那你就是我以前当兵的时候一个士官长骂我们的话。
To eat and to live, that's all. This one of my commander used to rebuke me this way.
台湾的男孩子都要去当兵的。
In Taiwan, all the males have to go to the army.
当兵的时候，这些士官长就要训练我们这些大头兵啊。
And the commander have to train the soldiers.
我们这些都是娇生惯养的公子哥儿啊。
We were treated like friends in our own homes.
啊，他看到我们就说：“你们这些人什么都不懂。”
He looked at us and said, "You know nothing."
哎呀，我在讲台上好能讲讲吗？啊，造粪机器。
Your purpose is to make dung. Is to poop.
其他什么也不会。
You other than that, you know nothing.
这就是他对我们这些，我们那个时候是大学生啊，他就说你们这些都是饭桶啊。
We were university students and he said you're useless.
哎呀，真受打击啊。
And I was crushed.
嗯，真受打击。但是你这仔细想一想，如果人生是没有目的的。
But if you think that our life, if it's no purpose.
那个士官讲的也没错啊。
And then what my commander said is not wrong necessarily.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这里很郑重地向我们宣告。
Solemnly they declared.
我们每一个人活着。
Every one of our existence.
都是因为他的什么旨意。
Or because of his will.
好，你把这句话抓住。
Lay hold of this.
下面的一切就是从第五章开始。
And then all the things started with chapter 5.
就开始来解析在这个旨意的里头他在做什么。
It will explain what our God is doing according to his purpose.
那用我们传统中国人的思维来想的话。
Use the traditional Chinese thinking method.
坐宝座的那一位叫做皇帝，对吧？
The one who sits on the throne, we call him the emperor, the king.
那么当这个皇帝要把他的旨意向他的臣子来颁布的时候，
when the king wants to tell his people his decree,
他会不会随便找个马路上一个人就说来来来来，你替皇帝颁布一下这个皇帝的旨意就可以了吧？
Would he ask anybody on the street to come and proclaim what the king has to say to his people?
会吗？
Would he?
不会的。
No.
他一定要找什么人来颁布他的旨意，那个旨意叫什么？圣旨。
The royal decree, who is he gonna ask to speak?
是不是什么人都可以去接圣旨啊？
Is anybody can receive the royal decree?
不可以的。
No.
他一定要找一个什么？他能够相信的一个大官来接圣旨，对吧？
There must be an extremely important official that he trusts to receive the decree.
这个不但地位要高，
and he must have a high position.
而且能力要强，
and he also must be mighty.
当这个皇帝把他的圣旨颁布给这个人的时候，
when the king gives the decree to this person,
这个人一定要有本事怎么样把皇帝的旨意完成呢？
And he must be able to execute the decree of the king.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
温哥华当然没有吧？
Vancouver, we don't.
有没有这种皇帝的历史？当然没有。
In Vancouver?
我是指加拿大。但是我们大部分人都是从远东来的。
We have the queen.
有 queen, 那是英国。这边是殖民地。
We were the British colony, we have a queen.
对。在英国有皇帝的。
In Britain, there is royals.
对不对？这个皇帝不是坐着天天吃饭的，不是，他要做事的。
And they're not just sitting around and do nothing. They have stuff to do.
他有他的旨意，要他的臣仆来执行的。
They have their decree that his servants needs to execute.
这个放诸天下皆准，在中国、在英国、在任何国家都是如此。
And wherever you are, whichever nation, it's the same way.
所以在这个地方，你要看到。这一位是宇宙中最高的宝座，他有什么旨意？
The highest throne in the universe, there is a decree.
只是早年没有人的时候，
When there was no man,
他用的都是天使做他的仆人来做事的，对吧？
His servants were angels.
可是今天有了人了，
But today there are men.
他就要用人来执行他的旨意。
And through man, he will execute his decree.
他本来想找谁的？
Who he wanted to choose?
亚当啊。
Adam.
结果亚当怎么样？
What happened?
不及格。
Adam failed.
对不对？他犯罪了。
He sinned.
所以亚当失去了神的荣耀。
Adam lost the
glory. 没有完成的旨意。
And he didn't fulfill
his purpose. 所以罗马书才会说，
Therefore, Romans said,
世人都犯了罪。下面一句话，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
这是我们每一个基督徒应该懂的事情。
And this every Christian should know.
那今天神又把我们救回来了。
And God has saved us.
这个救回来，那要我们干嘛？
Saved us in order to do what?
那很多的基督徒就认为上天堂啊。
And many of us think to go to heaven.
啊，所以大家都天天在等什么？
What are we waiting for?
啊，等死。
Waiting to die.
死了就上天堂。
As soon as we die, we go to heaven.
啊，人家说笑话。那你想想看，天堂是最美的了，你要去了。
You think that the heaven is the best place you want to go?
等到他要死，他觉得都不想死。
About when the person is about to die, they don't want to die.
对不对？你说上天堂，结果他还是想留在地上。
You say go to heaven, but no, they want to remain here.
所以我们这些人就是颠三倒四的人。
And we have everything backwards.
说嘛，天堂很好，大家都想去。等到你真要死的时候，你又不想去了。
We think heaven is good, but when you're about to go, you don't want to go.
对不对？
Isn't it?
所以我们对神的旨意的理解，根本就是走荒腔走板的。
And this is the same way we understood the purpose of God.
我们没有真正明白，到底活着干嘛。
We don't truly understand why we live.
对吧？我们活来活去跟世界上的人活的方式几乎一样。
We live the same way, almost the same way as people of the world.
为什么？因为我们不知道什么是神的旨意。
Because we do not know what is the purpose of God.
如果你真的明白什么是神的旨意，
If you understand what is the purpose of God,
你我的价值观、人生观、宇宙观全部颠倒了，全部要倒过来。
Our value system, how we see the universe, how we see our life, everything will be turned upside down.
是一个真正的革命。
It is a true revolution.
把你整个的人生颠倒过来。
To turn your life upside down.
那只有在耶稣的身上，你能够看得出来，那一个人才是真正发表神旨意的一个完人。
Only you can see this in the life of Jesus. He is the perfect man.
所以这一位王耶稣基督到地上来的时候，他对他的拯救的人只有一个呼召。
So this king, when he came to this earth, and for those who he is calling, he only had this one calling.
这个呼召是什么？
What is it?
来。
Come.
跟从我。
Come and follow me.
什么意思？我怎么走？你怎么走？
However I walk, you walk the same way.
我做什么事，你也做什么事。
Whatever I do, you do the same.
对不对？所以主就说，若有人要跟从我。
So the Lord said, if anyone wants to follow me.
这个意思说，若有人要跟从这个王。
If anybody wants to follow the king.
你看，我怎么样做王，你们将来也要跟我一样，走这条路，走做王。
See how I become king. You walk the same way to be king.
耶稣走的路叫做做王的路。
The way the Lord walked is the way of the king.
我们都希望上天堂。
We all desire to go to heaven.
但是我们不愿意走他走的路。
But we do not desire to walk the path he walked.
我们想我们比主耶稣更聪明。
We think we are smarter than our Lord.
那你就完全误解了这条荣耀的路是怎么个走法的。
You've totally misunderstand the way to glory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你我蒙恩之后，我们第一件事情要搞清楚的。
You and I, after we're saved, the very first thing we need to make sure we understand.
就是来认识这位荣耀的神做宝座的主，他的旨意是什么？
Is to know this glorious God who sits on the throne. What is his purpose?
Amen.
Amen.
那你就说怎么认识呢？
You'll say, how do I know his purpose?
我们常常问神的旨意是什么？
We often ask, what is the purpose of God?
但是你真懂了吗？
But do you truly understand?
我从我信主一直大概头十年就是懵懵懂懂的。
Since I believe the Lord, the first 10 years, I wasn't very clear.
我只知道我得救了。
I knew I was saved.
我很喜乐，很感谢主。
And I rejoice and thank the Lord.
但是这个基督徒到底干嘛？
But what am I as a Christian
doing? 我们知道最多的就是传福音，叫别人也信主。
The most thing we know is to preach the gospel so that others can come to the
Lord. 那他们信了主了之后干嘛？
What about they become Christians?
叫他也去传福音，跟我一样。
So they can go and spread the gospel just like me.
我心里面总觉得 something missing, 总有一个东西，什么东西不见了。
Something's missing. Something's not there.
所以慢慢从主的话语里头，从主的仆人的嘴里所说讲出主的旨意来。
And through his word and through the mouth of his servants, I heard the purpose of God.
我听了叫做似懂非懂。
I heard it, but
好像懂了,
I don't understand.
但是其实也没有懂。
It seemed that I understood, but I didn't.
直到有一天,
Until one day,
罗马书十二章第一节第二节,
Romans 12 verses 1 and 2,
在里面开了。
And it opened my eyes.
才知道怎么这个旨意怎么能够懂。
And then I understood how I was able to understand the purpose.
我以前为什么不懂？
Why I did not understand this in the past.
为什么现在才开始找到一条路来明白神的旨意？
Why I finally found the way to understand the purpose of God.
试试看好吗？背一背这两节圣经哈。
Try to recite the verse, these two verses.
亲爱的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上。当作活祭是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。然后呢？
And then, verse two,
不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。看到没有？这个最后的结尾是讲到 旨意。
Finally, the verse says the will of God.
我为什么听了似懂非懂？
Why, when in the beginning I heard the purpose of God, I didn't understand?
因为我没有抓到这两节圣经的钥匙。
But because I did not lay hold the key that is in these two verses.
我虽然听了，也等于白听。
Even though I heard it in vain.
因为我从来没有做一件很重要的事。
Because I did not do this important thing.
这件重要的事是什么？
What is the important thing?
亲爱的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们干嘛？
Dear brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God.
将你的身体献上，当作活祭。
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
这个活祭的意思是天天献的意思。
The living sacrifice means you offer it every day.
古时候的人献祭，
In the past, they offer sacrifice.
是在节日的时候带了一个牛，带了个羊来献祭，对吧？
On the festivals, they'll bring a lamb, will bring an oxen to offer.
这里呢，是当作活祭。
But here is living sacrifice.
以前的祭都是死祭。
In the past, the sacrifices were dead.
活的羊，活的来，牛带来，杀了，死了，按照献祭的规则去处理。
And the living animals were brought here, killed, and they offered according to the ordinances.
但是基督徒今天，我们不需要牵个牛，镶一个羊来啊。
But Christians, we don't need to bring a sheep or an oxen with us.
而且神的羔羊也已经献上了。
And the Lamb of God has already been offered.
按照赎罪祭、赎千祭的原则，耶稣基督已经一次献上，全部完成了。
And the sin sacrifice and the burnt offerings, everything has been paid.
我们却仍然要献祭。
But we are still offering sacrifices.
什么祭？
What sacrifice?
活祭。
Living sacrifice.
谁是那个活祭？
Who is the living sacrifice?
请问。
I ask.
啊？他。
Somebody else.
啊？牧师。
The pastor.
传道人。
The preacher.
长老。
The elders.
他们都是活祭啊。
They are living sacrifices.
对不对？阁下呢？
What about you?
没有呼召。
I was not called.
啊，这是我们最好的回答，没有呼召。
I was not called.
哎呀，你这是做了基督徒之后最大的谎言。
This is the greatest lie of a Christian.
每一个基督徒，你要知道，你是蒙召的。
Every Christian, you need to know that you are called.
不可能，你没有蒙召就会来信耶稣。不可能。
It is not possible that you became a Christian without the calling.
所以我们每一个人都是被召来的。
Every one of us are called.
都是从马路上叫来的。
We're called from the streets.
都是蒙召的。
We're all called.
阿们。
Amen.
这一下子听进去了。
Amen.
叫来干嘛？
What are we doing after we're called?
圣召。
Holy calling.
这句话是在提摩太后书 第一章里头的。
2 Timothy chapter 1, the holy calling.
这里有一个圣召。那么它的具体的实行就在这里。罗马书第12章第一节第二节。
The practice of the holy calling is here in Romans 12:11.
叫这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。什么东西啊？你来做他的活祭。
You being the living sacrifices of God is holy and acceptable to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一堂我要让大家看见，不但有宝座在天上。
I want to tell you, not only there is heavenly throne.
天上有一个宣告。
There is a heavenly proclamation.
万物都是因你的旨意被造而有的。
And all things were created by your will.
换而言之，你的生命，我的生命，都是由什么？有目的的。
In other words, our lives have a purpose.
所以我们每一个蒙恩的神的儿女，我们都有一个义务。
And every one of us have a responsibility.
来明白神的什么旨意。
To understand the purpose of God.
这叫做圣旨。
That is the whole royal decree.
这一个圣旨是每一个基督徒必须明白的。
And every Christian must understand this decree.
那你说我不明白。
You say, I don't understand.
好，现在我告诉你，
Let me
明白的钥匙就在这两节圣经上。
The key to understand that lies in these two verses.
你要把你自己 每天当作活祭献上。
Every day offer yourselves up as a living
sacrifice. 这是圣洁的，这是神所喜悦的。
It is wholly acceptable to God.
然后呢，当你这样子做的时候，
And when you do this,
神就做进一步的工作。
The Lord will do one thing further.
叫我们心意更新而变化。
That our minds will be transformed and renewed.
所以今天我们为什么对神的旨意叫做似懂非懂？
Why do we seem to understand, only seem to understand the purpose of God?
因为你是花岗岩脑袋。
Because your head is so
花岗岩，就是 so hard.
It's a granite stone.
对对对对
It's so hard.
脑袋转不过来的。
You can't turn around.
所以跟你讲也是白讲。
It's in vain we keep telling you this.
你必须被神的圣灵在你的脑袋里面做一个工作，叫做心意更新而变化。
The Holy Spirit must do this in you to transform you and renew your mind.
看到没有？英文的圣经是 transform 还有 renew， 这些词汇都是告诉我们这个花岗岩脑袋要怎么样被更新的。
Your granite head needs to be renewed and changed.
你如果脑袋没有更新，
If you are not renewed,
你永远不会懂什么是神的旨意。
You can never understand the purpose of God.
知道吗？所以你要更新的话，神要你做一件事。
If you want to be renewed, God wants you to do one thing.
干嘛？把你的身体献上，当作活祭。
Offer your body as a living sacrifice.
所以每一个基督徒都要每天来奉献的。
So every Christian needs to offer yourselves up every day.
你不要说只有传道人要奉献，只有长老要奉献。
This is not for the preachers or the elders only.
是他们要奉献，没有错。
Yes, they need to do this.
阁下呢？
How about you?
要不要？啊？
Do you need it?
大声一点吧。
Say it, speak up.
哎呀，不要讲了，哟。
谁也
听不见。你必须向神表态的。
You must confess to the Lord.
好好的告诉你的主。
Tell the Lord, tell your Lord.
主耶稣啊，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
你用重价把我买来了。
That you bought me with a heavy price.
对吧？现在我要做一件事，感谢你。
I want to do this one thing to thank you.
我们早上擘饼，这是感谢的一个表现。
Our breaking of bread is a type of thanksgiving.
还不够。
That's not enough.
你要表态。
You need to confess.
啊？你不但礼拜天要来擘饼纪念主，你从礼拜一到礼拜天每天都要做一件事，是什么事？
Not only on Sunday you come and break the bread to remember the Lord, but from Monday to Sunday you need to do this one thing.
什么事？把你的身体献上当作活祭。阿们。
Present your body as a living sacrifice.
这个是让你明白神旨意的必要条件。
This is the must necessity for you to understand the purpose of God.
因为你的心思意念没有更新而变化，怎么听你也听不懂的。
Because if your mind is not transformed and renewed, however you listen, you will not understand.
我们这个脑袋需要改的。
Our mind needs to be transformed.
我们为什么不懂？因为这个世界已经把我们这个脑袋洗脑洗坏掉了。
Why don't we understand? Because the world has brainwashed us.
你这个还是你的脑袋里面还这个电脑还是一个。什么 Windows 98的
You're still running Windows 98、
嗯、现在都有 Windows 10了，你还没搞过来了。
You're still on the old version.
听到吗？这是比喻啊，我不是叫你去把电脑装进去。你整个的这个思维全部都要换掉的。
You need to change, renew your mind.
如果没有换掉，你对神的旨意永远斗不起来的。
If you are not renewed, you cannot match with the purpose of God.
懂了吧？
Do you understand?
所以我们必须，我们喜欢聚会，感谢赞美主，但是你有一个责任，你要奉献。
We like to gather around like this, thank the Lord, but you have a responsibility to offer yourself.
你要做活祭。
You need to be the living sacrifice.
你如果肯这样子做，
If you are willing to do that,
圣灵在你身上就可以做工。
The Holy Spirit will work in you.
所以我们每一个人都有责任，对吗？
Each one of us have that responsibility.
你不要说神啊，你没有呼召我，我就搞我自己喜欢做就好了。
Don't say the Lord, you never called me. I still do the thing I like.
对不对？今天很多的基督徒搞了半天，耶稣是为他，不是他为耶稣，搞错了，有没有搞错啊
？Many Christians, the Lord is for them, not them. They for the Lord.
所以我们的人生就是颠三倒四的人生。
We got it upside down.
我们必须悔改。
We must repent.
好吗？所以这个是我们在这个时刻每一个基督徒都应该明白的。
At this moment, every Christian should understand this.
好，我们早上信息就传到这里。
And that's the morning message.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
让我们从你的话语中认识你的旨意。
Through your word, we may understand your purpose.
也知道你不但救了我们。
And to know that not only you've saved us.
你对我们有一个呼召。
And you called us.
你要我们每一个蒙恩的人能够心甘情愿地把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
And every one of us who are saved by grace, we will be willingly to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
当我们这样向你来表态的时候，
When we confess this way to you,
真理的圣灵就可以做工。
And the spirit of truth can work.
你从前救我们从罪人变成义人。
And you saved us from sinners to righteous.
你今天还要救我们。
Today you're saving us.
要把我们一直救到底。
To the end.
能够完全不但明白你的旨意而且能够遵行你的旨意。
And you will make us perfect, not only that we will be able to understand your purpose, but to obey your purpose.
这个奉献就是我们你昨天告诉我们做你的爱奴。
And this offering is to be the slave of love.
主啊，让我们好好的来把自己完全的交给你。
Lord, help us to offer our whole self to you.
主啊，让我们能够做一个满足神心意的你的门徒。
Lord, help us to be a disciple and to fulfill your purpose.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
帮助我们的软弱。
Help our weaknesses.
我们有许多的偶像需要除掉。
We have many idols that need to be cast aside.
有很多的大山要叫他挪开投在海里。
And many mountains need to be removed and cast into the sea.
免得我们跟随你的时候这些都成为我们的拦阻。
Otherwise, may these become hindrance on our way following you.
求你救我们到底。
Help us and save us to the uttermost.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, victorious name.
Amen. Amen.